Hi, welcome to Expressions with Omozile Podcast, a podcast I created on the foundation of positivity. My name is Omozile, and I'm your host. I have a question for you. Are you grateful? Are you grateful for life? Are you grateful for the opportunities that you have? Are you grateful that you can wake up in the morning and see the sun? Because I am grateful. I am grateful for life. I am grateful because it's an opportunity and a testimony that I am alive, that I am among the living. I'm grateful that I can eat, I can sleep, I can talk, I can see, I can touch, and I can feel. I'm grateful that in all the chaos happening around us, that I am still alive. I'm grateful that you are alive listening to me. I'm grateful that I can love and be loved. So I ask you again, are you grateful? You wake up every day and you still have people around you, your family members, your friends. You go online on social media and you text with your friends. You are given an opportunity to go on a self-discovery mission because right now we have all the time. So you are on a self-discovery mission to discover and you learn new things about yourself, about your friends, your family, your lovers, your husband, wife, kids. You learn new things every day. And even though sometimes you wake up and you're like, ugh, not again. Another day, and I'm going to repeat the same thing over and over again. What I did yesterday, I'm going to do today. And what I do today, I'm going to do tomorrow. And we feel down. But do you know, for you to wake up and see the sun, to have food to eat, to use your hands and your legs, this is enough reason to be grateful. And most people forget this. There are people out there who don't have a roof over their head. There are people out there who can't see, who can't feel, who can't talk or hear. But you have all this. So you should learn to be grateful for the little that you have. You know why? Because the little that you have might mean a whole lot more to someone else. Those things that you think are irrelevant to you might be a necessity to someone else, might be a need to someone else. So in all that you have, be grateful. You know, there was a period for me in school that I was feeling so down because I thought that I did not have enough. No money. I wanted to get something, but I could not get it at that particular moment. So I was upset. I was angry. But in reality, I had more. I mean, I paid my fees. My house rent was settled. I had foodstuffs. My parents were there for me. My friends. These are things that other people were looking for, but I had all this and I was not grateful for that. So I'm not trying to rub, you know, this on anybody's face. I'm only trying to pass a message to you that in all you do, wherever you find yourself, remember to be grateful. You know, be grateful for life. Last week, a world known lady passed away, a pastor actually. She was to celebrate her birthday on the 14th of June, pardon, on the 19th of June, yeah. But on that day, instead of happy birthday, instead of songs of celebration, tribute we are being paid to her, because she was no more, because death swallowed her up, and she seems to have you know, good life, family, friends, money, recognition, but she was no more. She is no more. All I'm trying to tell you, be grateful. Cherish the moment you have. I mean, we all plan to be successful. We want our future to be bright and beautiful. We want to leave a positive mark on earth. But I do not know, and you do not know what the universe has in store for you, what God's plan is for your life. So every moment you have, cherish it. You know, live your life, experience new things, engage in activities that will positively impact you. Yes, I know that right now our movements are restricted. We can't go swimming with friends, we can't visit friends. But this shouldn't stop you from living. This shouldn't stop you from showing love.